Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving right along this evening to our consent agenda, one item, minutes of the regular meeting of April 9th, 2019. Did everybody have a chance to go through, find any typos, anything that stood out? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Motion's been made by Amo. Do we have a second? Second by Allen. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Amo?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. We'll move on to reports. First on the list this evening is our finance officer, and we'll go ahead and turn the floor over to Krista.
Raw fish tax for March was $82,916.26. Sales tax revenue was $75,803.84. Do you have any questions?
Questions for Krista?
We're going to do audit prep in August this year. Or the end of August into after Salmon Derby. Okay. And then they're going to take the whole month of September to go over our stuff.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Huh?
Oh, nothing.
What?
Okay. Any questions?
Because they have a new system.
Oh, okay.
So they do it differently now. So.
Oh. Does that mean it's going to be quicker?
That's what I was wondering.
Oh, okay. Okay. With that, thank you. Mm-hmm. And we'll move on to our administrator this evening. And Jordan, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Not a whole lot to add. I submitted our liability insurance application. We were insured through AMLGIA. It's a joint municipal insurance pool. Speaking with two of their board members, anticipate the rates to be about the same this upcoming year as last year. There's no even minor increases anticipated beyond maybe 1%. With health insurance, I received word from Doug Brown Thursday that the city has lost its eligibility to remain in the grandfathered Alaska political subdivision plan. Apparently, they did an audit of all the participating members sometime this spring and determined that we're not compliant. Doug has been out of the office. I haven't been able to get a hold of him to find out, you know, what violation allegedly took place. He did submit to us a number of different plan options that are similar to the existing plan, but with being now there's more options. We can go up in the price range or go lower in price range if that's what the, you know, council wants. So it's more of a small business type plan where not everybody has to participate. I know the past council had to participate, but this new plan, it's not required. So once Doug gets back, I'll get a chance to sit down and talk with him and, you know, have him fill me in and kind of give us some directions on where we can go. Again, it's the changes won't take place until July 1. But just even the prices for the plans he did send are fairly similar to last year's. And similar price. It didn't go down. The prices are a similar price range as last year. I'm sure most of you know that Western Marine's in town right now. The barge is down at the harbor. They're offloading it. They're going to go to Falls Pass for about a week, do some work, and then come back and get started here. They did mention a local hire component. They're looking to hire marine observers. Keeping out for the various marine mammals and like to shut down projects. So if anybody's interested in that, it's something, you know, they're looking to hire locally on. That's about it. The state budget should be in tomorrow, so we'll have a better idea on where we stand with our budget as a result. That's about all I have right now.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jordan. Questions?
Is there an age limit on, did you get to talk to him about that? If anybody under the age of 18 may want to
Yeah, you didn't, didn't say there's a specific age limit. There are state requirements, you know, for under 18 working.
Mm-hmm.
But
he was going to check into that.
I couldn't find anything specifically under the age of 18 for that position. I mean, there's no heavy vehicles or firearms. It's a camera and binoculars.
Right.
Yeah, and he is looking for a few people, so there are going to be opportunities.
Good.
So that'll be a good thing. Another good thing that we chatted about with them, and I kind of mentioned it last time, is we're going to be working with them. His big barge is going to be empty going out, and he has offered to take all our scrap metal so to Seattle. So we're going to, that'll be a major wow. So we're going to be working on that with him and hopefully make that happen.
Wow.
And that, as you know, you've been up there a couple times and what we got stored up and so that would be a big bonus.
You know, we were talking about cleanup. We should encourage people to, like, vehicles.
Well, that's
they don't
that's
want
something.
Anymore.
If that happens, we can start up by Sue's.
Get it. Yeah.
Oxygen.
Get it cleaned out.
So, but anyway, that
we've
that
been after a scrap barge for
years,
20 years,
years
that I can remember.
Yeah.
If we actually get one, we got to get everything we possibly
can. Yes. Yes.
That makes it better for them. The more he carries, the more
it's better. Yes. Yeah. To the do it for him. So, what was that, Cheryl?
Didn't we get one scrap metal barge?
It didn't get anything on it hardly because it got filled up on the other end, remember? We were sharing and they sucked up all the space and we got like just a little blast and that was it, unfortunately. So, but anyway, so that's some encouraging news. I'm looking forward to that and hopefully that happens. And of course, again, Western Marine is getting busy. They'll be starting, I think, next week when he gets back, they're going to start crushing rock. So.
Nice.
That's going to be a big bonus for us. With that, we're going to go ahead and get rolling right along. Our Department of Public Safety, our police chief is out of town. We have Dave is here, so we won't. We have the police report in your packet, so if you have any questions, I will try to answer them. But they're busy as usual, and everything's going pretty well down there. So. If you have
questions.
Dave
here with somebody else?
No, Dave is here for himself for a little bit. This whole thing ended up on a little bit of vacation time. And I think Celise is going to
come. Tomorrow.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
I think Doug comes in tomorrow.
Okay. But we will have a, hopefully it's more of that, and then we may have to bring Celise.
Celise is coming until July 3rd or something for, he is coming though.
But anyway, that's what's happening with that. Any other questions, please?
No, I just wish that we saw today one kid flying around on a four-wheeler throwing gravel and everything in the paved roads and everything. And they found out who it was, but I wish that we'd be able to
do something about it.
Yeah, let them get out there with a broom or something and sweep all them rocks back off the pavement. But, you know. I just wish there was something like that, especially. Then we just blatant disregarded.
Well, they give him a ticket?
I don't know.
He could write him a ticket.
He could write him a ticket.
I just.
But
I mean,
it'd be better to show him not to do it again.
Yeah.
Sweep it off.
Well, I haven't been home for very long, but the four wheeler that was going by my house, it wasn't a kid. That was an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
It's probably the same one.
Yeah. Probably the same one. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's hope we can do. I'll have a chat with them. Maybe we can see what we can do with that. So,
I hope they got information on the guy. I think they did find him. So, I mean, you know, things like that just start. I mean, messing up our roads. And
that's not good, and that does wear when people start riding over those rocks.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's summertime, and we have the influx of people from outside, more people riding. And adults, they have driver's license.
Mm-hmm. But that's reckless driving, though.
Yeah, it actually is.
No,
we try to keep them clean, but it's hard.
No, I know.
Well, the trucks do it too. You know, cars
pick it up
trucks,
between the treads. Yeah,
pick up trucks
but
and stuff.
It's usually the smaller rock. It's that big 3/4-inch minus stuff that the kids kick on the roads. It's bad.
It could be adults though, not necessarily kids.
People.
Yeah. I didn't mean to say kids. They could be anybody. Just four-wheeler drivers. Four-wheeler drivers.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, anything else with the police department? Not hearing anything, we'll move on to our public works manager, and I'll turn the floor over to you, Dave.
Well, good evening. Last month we were real busy. We hauled for like a week and a half. We tried it, 3.5-inch minus. We had to pull three windows out of their case loader and then put them back in because they were falling apart. Their glue was coming off. We did some welding on the sand truck. We did some work for AHA on the footings and the foundation on the new house that they're getting ready to build. We hauled rock down to the harbor pad to get the kids that are doing the tires out of the mud puddles, so we put 6 loads down there. Worked on the gal, graded roads a couple times, fixed the potholes. We did the emulsion seat crack sealer around the edges of the concrete. We assisted the airport. They had a loader down at the end of the runway that was stuck. Took a grader and a loader to pull them out. We fueled buildings, repaired the stack on the cat grader. We picked up used motor oil from Trident, swept roads. I don't know where we plowed snow, but hauled tires from the dump down to the boat harbor. We changed the spelling's wrong. We changed the turbo tubes, all the exhaust going to the muffler and then back out of the stack on one of the dump trucks. As far as landfill, they cleaned up around the landfill. We just got some paperwork back from Elizabeth Warren from ANTHC, and they said our landfill looked really good, and praise the guys for the work they've been doing. We sorted tires up at the landfill, replaced oil cooler and the skid steer, and the recycle center, of course, is always running great. We had 5 totes of glass and bad glass, it had paper on it that we got rid of. But 2 totes of glass went down to the sand shed. Recycle center. Now, water sewer, we received a pump from ANTHC. They were here. Dennis had meetings with them. Dennis went to training. We jetted grease from one of the sewer mains down here in Russian to our Livesonac, and we turned off the delinquent water services. Otherwise, it's been a really busy month.
Very good. Thanks, Dave. Questions for Dave? Go ahead, Jordan.
I just want to follow up on the report that Dave mentioned from ANTHC when they came out to look at the water and sewer and the
water plant.
The landfill and the water plant. Pretty high on that.
No, it was good. I read both.
Yeah.
Kudos to both places. They did well. Just to add to the... I'm going to draw a little blank here now. I wanted to follow up on the grove ports are out another month because they're at the factory, so as soon as they get those done, we're dealing with a little transportation issue, but those will be rolling after. So I want to lean back over here on Trident. If anybody needs to use it, is it still open to do that?
Absolutely. Okay. If anyone has problems getting there, if Dennis gives him a hard time, give me a call.
Okay.
Give me a holler.
And I don't think he has. I just want to make sure.
He did last summer. When he got busy.
Yeah.
And he got stressed. He started like giving Peter Pan guys a hard time.
Oh.
I just want to reinforce while we're on, everyone's listening.
Okay.
Trident will help out while we're
okay. Yeah, I want to keep up on that offer that was made before. That if anybody needs to use the grove for moving anything,
we'll fit the Peter Pan guys in too. We got to get all those skiffs in the water. Everybody's got to fish. So.
Very good. I appreciate that and thank you. And other questions for Dave?
Just a comment, and up there in that dump area, they really cleaned it up a lot, and you get up in there and know where you need to dump your garbage. You know your recyclables and your metal and everything now. It looks really nice up there.
We're trying. It's just really hard to separate it all.
Right.
And one of Elizabeth's complaints was we were burning tin and aluminum, you know. Not us.
Well, how do you dig through all some
sometimes?
You're going to miss some of it.
I mean,
because people put their stuff in
there. But they still like it because we're saving so much room at our landfill, you know.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, very good. Other questions, Dave? Comments? I'm sorry, Danny, I keep forgetting about you on the table. Anything? Okay, very good. I did have one more thing to say on the police department, and Emil was at the meeting also with the borough pertaining to Salisa's contract next year. It's looking very encouraging that the borough is probably going to support financing his position for the one-year deal that we were going to have that came back on our lap. And reasons, and a lot of the board members, Paul was at that meeting, came out in support, was that that it's helping the region. It's not just Sandpoint. The amount of drugs that's been stopped, gone into King Cove, all the outlying areas, so that it's looking really encouraging that I think it comes back to the meeting next month, correct? For it comes back again next month, right?
23rd. Yeah.
23rd. So, okay. So, but it's looking really good that that will pass, and so that'll be a huge help to our budget, and that would be kudos and thanks to the borough. I just wanted to mention that it's looking really good to pass, so that'll be a big help. And with that, we're going to move right along to our Harbor Master. Moon's busy with, he got a boat coming up, and we do have it was an additional, I don't know if everybody had a chance to get it in front of them, but I'll just run through it. They're really busy down there. They started a little bit earlier this year. I noticed a lot of the Drifter boys were in last month, and they've been trying to get ready, and then I think they sneak away for a week or two and come back just before salmon. We did go through with the travel lift inspection. All went well. The gentleman was in last week. Again, they've been servicing everything, dump runs, crew's doing fine. We have one individual that has some health issues, but that's a healing time thing. He ended up with a hernia, but that's healing, and we'll be fitting people in and out on schedules. They've been help lifting some engine into boats down there. They always hauling freights to the building up here and elsewhere. Fresh water's on, and we're going to lean on Mr. Starnes over here to do a dive for us, because we do have a couple leaks. We're assuming we do, because Dave said we were up on the water and we turned on those deals. And so maybe we can chat with Moon when after your day tomorrow. And we do have the gill is back up and running, thanks to the mechanics up in the public works. And basically that's it so far. Again, with something coming up for the summer, and it's going to be something that we're going to have to enforce. But as you know, we built the boxes. If anybody had a chance to go through the harbor, the boxes are complete. So we're going to stop any nets on that one section from the end of that one gear shed all the way to the end, so people could actually use the east wall. And so that's going to be interesting to see how it works. But we will definitely follow up on it with fines and ask them to move them if that's the case. And if they want to have them move, they could put them in a box and we'll just move them back. So we're out of the way. So other than that, the harbor is in full swing, so we're moving right along with that. Any questions, Emil?
Yes. Is now in that new boat harbor, is that going to be treated the same there with nets getting put on the gravel there in the new harbor?
Well, people haven't done that, but you mean just for...
Instead of doing it on the east wall, now they'll go to the new harbor and put it on the dock there.
You're probably right, and that's something maybe we'll discuss with Moon. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. And then there's no room to do anything there either.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Emil. Any other questions, comments for the harbor? Not hearing any, we're going to move right along to our hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. The first on the list this evening is our 2019-03-03, our water sewer refuse rate amendment. It'll be our second reading, and I'd like to start out this evening with a motion to put on the floor for the extra reading and discussion.
I'll make a motion to put ordinance 2019-03 on the floor.
Motion been made by Emil. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley. At this time, did you want to add anything? I think it's pretty straightforward, but I'll let you make a comment and before we open more discussion, Jody.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Not a whole lot to add. We've discussed this in the workshop and discussed it last month. Right now, we're running about a combined $95,000 deficit on an annual basis, and this increase would bring in about 34,000, roughly 34,000 per year. It'll take the pressure off our general fund and help us to continue to provide the service that is pretty dang good, frankly.
Yeah, so. And it basically amounts to a $3 raise on the service items. It will not affect the storage, as in van storage and lockers.
This is for water and sewer.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, but that turned out to be a flat rate,
right,
too.
Right, yeah. So this
$3.
Yes, yeah, so it's about a $3 increase for water,
yeah.
$3 sewer. It's for all rate classes. So the language of the ordinance just reflects those changes, plus a few minor nitpicky changes, yeah, that I found just going through the code.
Yeah. Okay, with that, is there any other discussion? Danny?
Nope.
Okay. Not hearing any other discussion, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Ordinance 2019-03.
I'll make that motion to adopt.
Motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Alan. Any further discussion on that? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to number two, Ordinance 2019-04, Harbor Rates Amendment. Be second reading. I'd entertain a motion to put on the floor for the second reading and discussion.
I'll make the motion.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. With that, did you want to address a few points on that before we move into discussion?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, this is an increase. Obviously, to run the harbor costs money. We had the travel inspected, and that was, what, $25,000? The Grove, the Gallup, all these machinery and the staff cost the city money. Any shortfall does have to be made up through the general fund, and the general fund already has enough pressure on it as it is. So by increasing the rates, which, again, will still keep us well below the state average and possibly the lowest in the state, it'll allow us to continue to provide the services we need, and we'll have the funds available to, get those repair parts or, replace things when they reach the end of their lifespan.
Very good.
And then just as you mentioned earlier, it is for mortgage fees as well as services. It does not include storage.
Yeah.
So the gear sheds, lockers, all that, same price.
Okay. With that, thanks, Jordan. Other discussion? Danny? Okay.
It's just something that has to happen. You're just looking, and we need to do it. Unfortunately, we don't want to, but it's kind of a, try to stay afloat as you will.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks. And I think another thing too, that just to comment on the council, it's a small raise. We remember quite a few years back, it was a little bit too big, I think, at that one point to do that, and then expect everybody. So we're very incremental. It'll be very small. Raise in rates, so it shouldn't be, a big stickler to the pocketbook, and I hope it doesn't amount to, messing things up, and I hope there's a lot of fish this summer, so. Yeah. But with that, is there any further discussion? Yes, Cheryl?
I had a question.
Sure.
The mortgage space is based on that float, if that float's longer than your boat, right?
The mortgage is
greater?
No, the is that on the, it's supposed to be length of your boat.
Length or mortgage space length, whichever
is greater.
So if you got a little boat and the slip is long, they're going to charge them more.
I don't think.
You pay for the, yeah.
We don't have different sized dolls though. Are they all the same?
I think they're,
yeah.
I think right now it's not,
they're
actually being charged
size
by the size of the boat.
It's by the boat.
Yeah.
So when you haul a boat out so they can paint their their stuff, is it by the length of the boat?
Yes,
always by
per
length.
Foot. Yeah, it's per foot.
So maybe you need to
we may have to
that,
take a look
because
at
the
words
all
the
same size.
Yeah. Because I've had
the 15 footers are longer.
Yeah.
No, but they were by the boat. I'm saying
right. No, we have different size slips.
More than the foot of
the different
boat.
Darts.
Oh, but I'm saying on
one,
each one.
I'll talk with Lynn and maybe we'll take a look at that, and we could always wordsmith that.
And I don't know if they ever came to the office.
Okay. But no, I know we charge by the foot of the boat.
Mm-hmm,
so
we've been.
Any other comments? Anything from the audience? Paul?
I know your second reading is public hearing, so
yes.
I guess as a public guy.
Fire away.
Yes. Well, harbors take money to run. And if you do pass this small increase, you'll still probably be the cheapest harbor in the state. But if you want, you know, there's a float system that isn't finished in the new harbor, and matching money will always help. It'll help leverage borough money and other money, and that takes money. And then, for instance, if the city ever decides to put another gear storage building or another, because fishermen like to be independent, and if they have their own locker instead of a company locker, they feel more independent. I think that's a good thing. And that takes some money to get that started, too. So I just would support you raising the raise, which you are doing. But I feel it's a little bit low, but it's better than not raising them. So thank you.
Okay. Very good. Appreciate that, Paul, and thanks for the comment. I know that's a hard one, and I think the council, you know, really, they weighed that. We chatted about it quite a bit during discussion on what, how to go for that, but they decided to go on the smaller increment of raising. So, but I appreciate the comments, and yes, I think that would be a great idea if things come along. We could use another gear storage building. It's, I know that we have a list, I think, for getting online for the ones that are in there presently. So, but other comments? Not hearing any, and entertain a motion to adopt ordinance 2019-04.
I'll make the motion. The
motion's been made by Emil. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Alan. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, a roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Danny?
Very good. The motion carries. Moving right along to number three this evening, it's ordinance 2019-05. It's our FY20 budget. It'd be our first reading. And I would entertain a motion to put on the floor for the first reading.
I'll move to put it on the floor.
Motion's been made by Cheryl. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Emil. At this point, discussion, and I'll let the lead, Jordan.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So our budget, I mean, nothing is set in stone. I mean, you know, the state, you know, pull a wild card, you know, the fishing season, possibly online sales tax. So this document is kind of looking at how we're heading this year, going into this upcoming season. You know, I highlighted the community assistance program, so that money is in the budget. And then there's also the shared fisheries tax and Department of Revenue landing tax. That has been a bit of political football this session. You know, as mentioned earlier, the budget should come out tomorrow, so we'll have an idea of if it's in the budget. But unfortunately, the governor does have the authority to line item funds out of the budget, and that has been proposed, so who knows where that's going to end up. But I also wanted to point out the power cost equalization. It's not money we get from the state, but it's a subsidy for us. We go through quite a lot of electricity. You know, all the water pumps, the harbor, city building, streetlights, you name it, we're paying for it. So I mean, that's secured through at least next year, but it's something that may or may not be there in the future. So I just want to kind of highlight out funds that could be at risk either this coming year or in the future. We're on general fund. Should be pretty flat. On the revenue side, hopefully we'll have a better season. I budgeted for a better season, so
yeah.
Power positive thinking. Expenditures, I wrote this before the Illusions East Borough meeting, so it's looking right now, like you mentioned, that the borough will cover Sleece's position for the upcoming year. That's to the tune of about $87,634, I think. So that'll be a big relief on the expenditure portion of the general fund. Gaming fund, derby fund, no change. Clinic fund, we did receive the extra funds from East through the 105L clinic funding program. So that's going to be $307,000, which is good because we do need to do some work in the clinic on the flooring. Rock fund had it zeroed out just due to lack of activity. If we end up crushing rock, great. If not, I mean, it's, it shouldn't have much of an impact down the line. Water and sewer, I did budget for the 10% increase, so that'll reduce the subsidy from the general fund. Expenditures on that shouldn't really go up much. Boat Harbor, again, did anticipate a $75,000 increase, but with the fishing season and, you know, who needs hauled out and who's tying up and who isn't, it's kind of difficult to say, so it's a conservative estimate. Again, expenditures, you know, mostly just due to any salary or fringe increases. Solid waste, again, about 10% increase, you know, based on the ordinance that was just passed. Again, expenditures shouldn't really go up much. And we are tracking below, our expenditures are below what we anticipated for water and sewer, and then our revenues for Boat Harbor is actually above what we were tracking, which is good. So solid waste, again, 10% increase. Revenue expenditure is about the same. Again, you know, this is just a planning tool. There's just too many variables right now. You know, with the state and the fish, fish do their own thing. And then, you know, also the fish price. And then, you know, we may have an emergency replacement for an item this year. Never know. So it's just a roadmap at this point. And again, we can do a mid-season adjustment as well, which we usually do anyway, to kind of better reflect where we are midway through the season. So that's my memo on that. Again, it's broken out. Spreadsheet format. If there's any questions, any particular line items.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jordan. Questions for Jordan? If not, I just want to, again, a few good things that came out on this clinic deal, which is going to really help the city out. And we've been working on this for a while, and it's going to amount to Sandpoint is the first place in the state of Alaska that is actually doing this. We are a trial, I guess, if you will, on how it's going to work, but we are the first place that's going to be getting these dollars from IHS. And so it's just a good thing all the way around. And as Jordan mentioned, we do have, I don't know if you've been in the clinic, we have the tiles down and they're starting to, we're losing a few, and, you know, just for over the years. So maybe we can put back after this all, when it comes, and maybe do some work up there on much needed things. So, but I'm really tickled about that, and it's been a work in progress for a while. So it's definitely going to be a big bonus for the city. So other questions, comments? If not, we're going to move right along on the agenda. Okay, very good. With that, we're going to move on. Old business, nothing this evening. New business, number one is the Teen Center donation request. As Krista mentioned earlier, we did not donate last year. I don't know what happened, but the year before that we did, we donated $3,000.
Building and pay all the expenses.
Well, that's, probably. Yes. That's
but it's a good program. There's not much to do here for kids.
Yeah.
And well, I'd rather you're right, see them there that. Than in the bushes smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, do that.
Salmon Derby did give $3,000. I don't. Did we give $2,500 or was it $3,000?
It's $3,000.
Oh, okay. So, what are
two
you,
years ago we gave?
Yeah. What are the council's thoughts on that? Go ahead, Alan.
Did we spoke at the same time? Go ahead.
No,
I Alan. Just, okay.
All right. The one thing I think, you know, in years past, there were some problems there with some of the activity out the back door and stuff. And I think with the police and with the supervision
locked.
Over there now, I think there's that's cleaned up and maybe and you know I think a lot of it was the kids got they just don't live here.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really good place for the kids to go. And I do think the city already donates a lot, but it is good activity, and you know there's a good thing going on over there with the people that are working there and supervising the kids. That's what I see.
Okay, Amo.
No, it's a very good program. Looks like it, you know, has cleaned up a little bit over there. More and more people I keep hearing, you know, have, you know, a lot of good sayings and everything about it. But, you know, I just, looking at looking at numbers and everything and the budget and the way everything's going, I know I...
But we need a place for our kids.
Right. And it's, you know, it's probably, that's probably not too small of a price to, you know, to put there. But, you know, it is, it's a great place for them to be able to hang out for a couple hours. I don't know, be able to, kind of a dollar figure to put on it, but I mean, you know, I just, I see also, you know, like you said before, that we give them the building and the expenses paid, but also it's nice to, you know, try to have something else there.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Amo. With that, any other comments?
Well, it looks like we have budgeted for donations a little more than we did last year, so I think we can give them their donation as well.
Is that in the form of a motion?
It can be a motion.
Motion's been made by Shirley to donate the $3,000. Do I have a second?
Awesome.
Second by Alan. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Danny? Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Number two under new business is city administrator's contract. You gave me the direction to meet with Jordan. We did sit down and talk a bit about it, and Jordan would we talked quite a bit about it, and with the way things are situated, Jordan would just like to see a 3%, as in like a COLA, this year with a review in the next year, so we can look at it in the next year, and I think that's that's really good. But anyway, that's what Jordan agreed to. If that's okay with the council, I'd entertain a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to approve that.
Okay, motion's been made by Amo to approve the 3% increase on the Jordan's contract.
Second.
Second by Shirley. Any further discussion?
We'll keep you.
I guess he hasn't been voted off the island yet.
I just have to say, Jordan is doing a darn good job, you guys, and it's been the first year that he's fitting in really well, and glad to have you here. And it's I think it's going good. So we visit again in a year, and hopefully things look a little better to where we can and offer, you know, something more. And I think he's well worth it, you guys. A good job, Jordan.
Thank you.
Any other discussion?
I just echo the same thing. You know, every time I get a hold of him, talk to him about anything, he's right there and knows all the answers to what little questions that I have. But or he finds out and gets back to me. I mean, it's really nice to be able to call and talk to the administrator about certain things, and he's doing a great job with putting all this, you know, things together that he's been doing. So. Really, thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Thanks, Amo. Any other discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Danny? Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Amo?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Thanks, Jordan. And we'll visit you again in a year. With that, we're going to move right along to new business number three. It's a building permit. We'll start off with the Bruce Foster Sr. I did go through all the permits. They are all done correctly. Everything is, I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Zoning districts, everything. I would suggest that we approve this building permit.
Make a motion to approve Bruce Sr.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Amo. Any further discussion?
It's a pretty good thing if old shed and then moving it away from the property line here looks like.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm well for it.
Very
looks
good.
Like it could be a good thing.
Yeah. Thanks, Amo. Any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny? Abel?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. We'll get that one taken care of and off to Bruce Sr. Number four under new business is also a building permit, and it's for Bruce Foster Jr. And also, again, everything's been taken care on there. All things are marked where they need be. And he does have the locations on the back, and it is all in order. I would suggest that we approve the building permit for Bruce Foster Jr.
Is this the road right here?
Yes.
So it's all going
all back. All gone back on the lot, yes.
Yeah.
And they all fall within the setbacks.
And is this commercial property?
No. As you see, it's during the video.
Well.
Yeah.
With that, if there isn't any other comments, discussion, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Amo. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I just... how many more buildings are we going to allow to get on there? It is nice that he's actually putting them in buildings for storage.
That's, yeah.
You know, and instead of just out in the open, for a residential lot,
yeah,
to all that.
I think the reasoning behind that.
And at least he's putting it in buildings and keeping it looking nice.
Yeah.
And I just, how many more are we going to fit on there? Pretty soon they're all going to be motels.
No, that's not going to happen. Okay, thanks, Emil. Any other comments? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny? Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Motion carries. We will get that one taken care of also. Public comments this evening. I guess we can close that out. We only have one employee left. So thanks, Dave. With that, I'm going to go ahead and start with our public comments, and we're going to start with Danny so I don't forget. Did you have anything, Danny?
That's all I had.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Danny. And we're going to start to my left, Alan.
I've got nothing today.
Oh, good heavens. Are you feeling okay? No. I just want to lean a little harder on you again. If you don't mind, maybe get together with Moon. And if you do have a moment, if you don't mind, take a dip. So, okay. Thanks, Alan. Shirley?
No problem.
Oh, very good. Thanks, Shirley and Emil.
I'm commented out.
Very good. So with that, council comments comes to a close. I'd entertain a motion of adjournment.
So moved.
Motion made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Amo. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you, guys. Thank you, Danny, for making time to be on the phone.